Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message.
Your friend walks in and says, hey, should I buy this item? And do you tell him the truth or do you say, yeah, go for it? Because a mixed listener sent in a very simple and kind of funny question into the text line here. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. And it says, should I buy the school bus I wanted for fun or save money?
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Come on.
All through the town.
Yeah.
What a random question, and also why we love Text Roulette and we love the text that you send in. Should I buy the school bus? What are you going to use the school bus for? Now, I did send that back through the text line. I haven't heard an answer of what the school bus is for, because if the school bus is to set up a sweet Packer tailgate up there in Green Bay,
sure.
Go for it.
Or you could do that school bus living. I see those videos on TikTok all the time. They're called schoolies. You take a school bus and you gut out the inside, and then you basically make an apartment inside of it.
It's a camper.
Yeah. Okay. But people live in it and they travel the country. They get their tech jobs or whatever. They can put their Starlinks up and do their job with their laptop, and then they just go somewhere else. I think that would be great. I told my wife, Jess, I'm like, that's like a tiny house on wheels. You and I, the dog, the cat, we're good to go. Let's go travel. Let's go do this. I would say yes, buy this school bus. Buy the school bus and start renovating that thing. Or maybe you want to make it a food truck. I've seen school buses that are made into coffee trucks and food trucks.
And that could make you some money.
You could make some money.
Do you follow your wild dream, or do you become a responsible adult? That is the real root of this question.
No fun in that.
414-432-1099. I know, take it from the kid on this show, which is clearly Radar.
Yeah.
Radar is the kid on the show. Don't think about being responsible. But also, what an opportunity.
Do it. If
this is your chance to do it, but I think you have to ask yourself, what are you saving your money for? Are you trying to get out of debt? Are you trying to save up for a down payment on a house? Do you have to do repairs to your house? Yeah. Is there tuition? What is the money going towards? Because what I will say is, if you're wanting to buy something or save money, this item that you're looking to buy, a school bus, is only going to cost you money. There's insurance on the bus.
Yeah.
There's repairs on the bus.
Sure.
Gas for the bus.
What are you saving your money for?
That's why you have to weigh those pros and cons, because buying this bus is never going to make you money unless you're trying to turn it into, like Radar said, a food truck.
A schoolie. You live on the school bus. Check out TikTok.
I've never heard of that
before.
You'll
see it all over the place. That's exactly what the...
S-C-H-O-O-L-I-E?
No. S-K-O-O-L-I-E.
Oh, so these people need to go back to school because they don't know how to spell.
It's a DIY renovation project, man.
S-K-O-O-L-I-E.
Yeah. How cool
would that be? Build a schoolie.
You build a schoolie. You live full-time in the converted bus. A lot of people document their lives.
These things are beautiful.
I know.
Here's one that's all white. The inside's painted white. It looks fresh.
They have
it looks
sink,
clean.
Sink, a living room, a little
like
bed.
Like a camper.
Yeah, exactly. Like an RV, but you gut it out and do it yourself. You do it all. Why not? Why wouldn't you want to do
that? Looking up here, how much does it cost to build a schoolie?
Probably a lot, but still.
What do you think?
Because you're buying the bus, you're renovating it, you're gutting it out, buying all that stuff. I would say, would it be like $20,000?
Oh my gosh. On the low end,
That's on the low end?
$25,000 to $100,000
okay,
to convert a school bus into a camper or a tiny home.
How much is your house? You buy a house to live in. This is the same thing. You convert it, and then you live in it.
But again, what is the mix listener
I say go
using
for it.
It for?
Come on, I'd say go for it. We got to find out from them, too.
Here is a message that we have into the text line here from our friend of the show, Coach V. Unless the texter has a major business plan with it, save the money.
For what?
He or she is probably better off getting an RV motorhome if it's for travel.
No.
Here's another one that said,
the bus is
a
longer.
Huge purchase like this is fun for sure.
Yeah.
But it's probably wise to make sure all important expenses and debts are handled beforehand.
Of course.
Fun purchases
That's boring.
Seem to work best with expendable income so you don't have regrets, because that fun purchase won't turn into a fun purchase very long if you don't have other things tied up with your expenses.
Hey, YOLO.
I appreciate this mixed listener that's being logical about it.
YOLO. Just go for it.
Let's go to the phone here. We've got Laundry Shop Linda on the phone. Laundry Shop Linda, thanks for being a part of Tex Roulette. So, you know, you went out on a whim and got a laundry shop. I'm sure you probably sat there and thought, do we, don't we, do we have the money for it? What would you say to the mixed listener whose question originally was, should I buy the school bus I wanted for fun?
Do it.
Or save the money?
Do it.
Go for it.
Yes, go for
it. Listen
to
you.
You only go around once in life. You know, it, depending upon what it is, be your responsible adult.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
Pay your bills.
If you know what you're doing, be the Partridge Family.
Oh, my gosh.
Live in the bus.
Well, I have to mention, though,
you
kind of tied it in perfectly. You said, look, you only go around this world once.
Yeah.
And the wheels on the bus go round
Wait a minute.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Round through the town. Everybody!
This is one of those messages. I really hope we get an update when we send
yes.
the audio back through the text line. And if we do, we will let you know. But we've talked about all sides. If everything's buttoned up, get the bus.
We want to hear more from you.
We want that bus to roll up. It could be the mix bus.
Come on! Now you're thinking.
The wheels on the bus go round.
The bus go round and round all through the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.